USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The House of Representatives does not yet have a speaker. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy did not win a majority as 19 Republicans voted for someone else. Members will continue voting until somebody gets 218 votes. Before that first ballot, McCarthy met with some of his opponents.
I will always fight to put the American people first, not a few individuals that want something for themselves.
For that reason, McCarthy says he rejected a list of committee assignments that hardline Republicans had proposed. Colorado's Lauren Boebert says it was more than that.
We had a deal that was not a selfish deal in any way for Kevin McCarthy to get him the gavel on the first ballot, and he eagerly dismissed us.
He won't be sworn in until there is a speaker, but Congressman-elect George Santos is on the House floor and cast his vote for speaker for McCarthy. Santos is refusing calls to resign over the many lies he's admitted to about his background, employment, and education. Meanwhile, some history in the Senate. Washington Democrat Patty Murray is the new Senate pro tem. She's the first woman to hold that post, and she's now third in line for the presidency after the vice president and the Speaker of the House. A friend of Buffalo Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, says the family's optimistic. Hamlin remains in the intensive care unit at University of Cincinnati Medical Center in critical condition. This after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during the Bills game against the Bengals last night. The NFL says that game will not be resumed this week, and there's no decision when it might happen. The outcome figures in several teams' playoff positions or whether they even make the playoffs. Quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger is expected to waive extradition in Pennsylvania and could be back in Moscow, Idaho as early as tonight to face charges in the stabbing deaths of four college students. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Two big weather systems are making news today. The one that covered the California coast with rain and its mountains with snow is now spreading across the rest of the USA.
In some places, especially across southeast South Dakota, I'm seeing some reports here of as much as like 20 to 22 inches of snow over the past 24 hours.
Meteorologist Allison Santarelli at the National Weather Service. Along with snow in the plains in the upper Midwest, that storm could bring flooding and tornadoes to the south today. Meanwhile, another system's coming ashore in Northern California today. It'll spread south later in the week. The owner of a gun shop in Flint, Michigan is facing federal charges for allegedly taking Glock handguns and turning them into rifles. Authorities say former workers at the store tipped them to the issue. The owner has a license to sell guns, but not to manufacture them. Some of the biggest banks in the world may not be doing business in Kentucky for much longer. The state treasurer is threatening to end business with BlackRock, Chase, Citigroup, HSBC, and others over their boycotts of fossil fuel companies. Coal, oil, and gas accounts for a huge portion of Kentucky's economy. The winner and still champion when it comes to American pickup trucks, the Ford F-150. Ford says it sold more than 640,000 F-150s last year, making it the best-selling truck for 46 straight years in the U.S. It's also the best-selling vehicle of any kind for 41 straight years. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.